Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, Hunter was one of President Trump's earliest supporters. He's in a really Republican Southern California district, and he's up for re-election. A very interesting situation for November.
It is. It is. And he's also facing an indictment. He's also the son of a former congressman who served that same area. He's an ex-Marine. But in recent years, he and his wife, as you pointed out, was also his campaign chairman, have been dipping into the campaign funds to pay for various expenses, travel, their kids' school tuition, travel, meals in Washington, travel, video games. It's one of those cases where, at least according to the indictment, they've maxed out their checking account more than 1,100 times, more fees, more problems, had to sell their house. They paid some of this money back after the dipping into the campaign funds was uncovered by the San Diego Tribune. But he's facing charges because although this isn't public money in the terms of taxpayer money, it's contributions to his campaign for running for Congress. And it's obvious that in recent years, he had a pretty easy job getting reelected, but not an easy job keeping his finances in order.
Okay, and here's the real twist. There is no way that I'm aware of to replace him on the ballot this November at this late stage, and California has a no write-in option law. So where does that leave things?
Well, that leaves things, as you pointed out, is this is an overwhelmingly Republican district, and also Duncan's father represented it before him, so they're very well known in the area. The Democrat running in the race is Amar Campy Najjar, a former progressive Democrat who worked with the Obama administration, also from that area. But the polls I've seen show that, you know, it's a 40-30% split. 40% of those surveyed said that this isn't the first time they've heard about these charges. You got to understand they've been bubbling around for years now. And 30+% said that it definitely would swing their attitude. Whether that's enough to get him unseated remains to be seen. If he does get reelected and convicted, well, then he's going to be out and there's going to be a special election. But it is another, you know, twist in the November midterms that we're watching, especially here in California. And it is one of those trends where these districts that were earlier thought to be rock solid here in San Diego area or in the Central Valley have turned in recent weeks, whether it's because of changes in Trump's tariff policy, which are beginning to eat away at support in the Central Valley because we send a lot of almonds and stuff to China, and those people are being hit by the tariff increases, or by personal problems like this, dipping into the campaign. I have to remind people, it isn't just down there. Remember, it wasn't long ago that Contra Costa District Attorney Mark Peterson had to leave office after he dipped in and used his campaign account as a personal checking account as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.